Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Shoujo, the podcast where I, Sarah, introduce Joe here to Shoujo anime series. The current one we're covering is Chihaya Furu Season 3, and we're near ending it, which we're so sad about. No more Chihaya to talk about. Isn't that right, Joe?
Yeah, it's last time we figured out that they didn't adapt very much of this, even though it's a lot of seasons.
Uh-huh.
For anime.
Yeah. But before we jump into that, we will catch up. What have you been up to, Joe? What's happening?
Anyway, it's October, which means it's spooky season, which means I get to play horror games for some of my friends. And what they have asked me to play is Silent Hill F, the new one.
Ooh, okay. I kind of was like, oh, like you get to be a little schoolgirl. Are you gonna stream that in the Discord?
I have been streaming that in the Discord.
Dang it. Okay, I gotta pay attention to that Discord.
It's okay.
How is it?
It's good. It's good so far. I think it's pretty fun. It is. I don't remember what the reviews for this are, actually.
Have you played a Silent Hill game before?
I've played a Silent Hill game, and I will say, compared to all the other Silent Hill games, the combat is much easier, which is nice.
Yeah, that sounds good. I wouldn't want the combat to be difficult on top of it being scary.
Well, it's supposed to kind of suck, because it's like it's a horror game. Like, you're not supposed to feel like you could just tear through everybody.
Uh-huh.
And that's true. It's got big, like, Dark Souls energy in terms of, like, if you're fighting one enemy, it's okay. If you're fighting two or more enemies, you just need to run, because it's over. Like, you cannot fight two normal guys at the same time.
Oh, yeah, totally. Okay, I see. Oh, man. So, well, that's exciting. I kind of was looking, I was like, oh, maybe, but I have a lot of other games to play.
Yeah, I've like set the difficulties to max, which also puts the puzzle difficulty to max. And let me tell you, I am bad at these puzzles.
Is it also, like, if you don't do the puzzle fast enough, something gets you? God, that would be so stressful.
A little bit. That's not normally I guess that does happen. It's mostly just like the hints are a lot more obtuse, so there ends up being a lot more trial and error. And also some of the puzzles are very Japanese.
Just in like they're not common style here, or you have to kind of know what things are.
Which makes it kind of weird, because I definitely just kind of brute force some stuff and being like, how was I supposed to know that? But whatever.
Okay. Dang. Okay. Well, it sounds like I would get frustrated with that then.
Well, you probably shouldn't play it on the hardest puzzle difficulty.
Oh, like right. I'm doing for I no definitely reason. Would not do that. That's right. That's true.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, it's fun. I'm having a good time. It's like fun to play. I've been playing a lot of older games for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've like set up my Steam Deck so I can play a bunch of stuff. And I am like buying stuff on GOG and things like that. I got all of the Fear games, which I never played, but people liked.
I remember $8. It's got like the poster with like the long hair and the face, like, brr.
Yeah, it's like the little girl and the army dudes.
I remember seeing that art so much at the time that it was out.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. That's so I've been having fun doing that. I finished up the game I was playing, which is called, I don't remember what the game I was playing. What did I finish?
Oh, you were playing Kingdom Hearts.
I was playing Kingdom Hearts. I did 100% that. So that's over. I'll have to play Chain of Memories on my Steam Deck because I think it'll work. And then I beat some other game, but I don't remember what it is. And Steam is not opening. So that's not great. Let me check my video games beaten spreadsheet.
Oh, okay. So you're like good at updating that.
Oh, I beat Knuckle Sandwich. I think I talked about that before.
Oh, yes, you did. Yep.
Okay, cool. So that has opened up a slot for other games I can play, which means I started playing Knights of the Old Republic 2 again.
Yay.
I am very early on. Still, I've like just got to like the first planet where you can like go around and do stuff. And I'm trying to make my build different than last time, because in the first game, I was like, I'm going to be persuading people and trying to be kind of forcey about it and all this other stuff. And in this one, I'm like, what if I didn't have lots of charisma and wasn't good at talking and I was just a huge tank?
Hmm.
And so that's been going interestingly because I just solved, I solved a problem with the exchange on the first planet. In a, I don't know, maybe you're supposed to do it this way. I, it kind of feels like you're not really supposed to, but okay. Because it's like, I go there, somebody like, I have to like get into a room, I try to bluff, they call me on it, and then I just have to like fight every single person in that area, and it's incredibly easy because I'm so much stronger than them.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, I mean, it's an option, so it's nice you can change up how you play the game.
Yeah, I'm just going to be tearing through dudes.
Yes. Nothing to be missed from that. Maybe those dudes had some fun side quests or something.
Well, we'll never know. I won't know.
Do you have the old lady?
Yeah. No, I'm past the mining colony. I'm on the one where your like ship gets impounded.
I'm trying to remember. I don't have the name.
I don't remember what it's called at the place. But yeah, anyway, it's just like it's a pretty early on thing. Like I only have two teammates right now, so.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Well, anyway, nice.
That's what I've been doing. What have you been doing?
I can say I officially have Pepper. No, this is my podcast, not yours. Shush, girl. I am getting a car.
Yeah.
It should arrive next week. Pepper, don't be a menace. God. It is a 2020 Hyundai Elantra GT. So it's another hatchback. It's got like low mileage and it's new. So because I was thinking like, oh, I'm just going to get some shitty car. But then everyone's like, no, you should get like a new car and blah, blah, blah. So I'm doing that instead.
Oh, OK. Yeah, this car looks cool.
Yeah, it's still the one I'm getting silver. So I won't have the cute red car anymore. I'm just going to be subtle Sarah driving to Rhodes. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to having a car, and because I test drove a sedan version, and so it's just hopefully it drives this, it ought to drive the same. And so I haven't seen this specific car, so hopefully it doesn't show up and look like crap. But I haven't like bought it yet. I've just paid the fee for it to be transferred, getting it the freaking CarMax.
Okay.
Well, which only lets you test drive two cars a day, which doesn't seem like very much. But
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the big exciting thing that's happened. I feel like I should have more to talk about. teaser. So Love Island Australia should be starting soon, which is one of the which is pretty good, except for that one's pre-recorded. Like most Love Islands, you like can vote and stuff. So this, and then it's, and they're like using super fans as like how to decide things when they recorded it. But I'm like, those super fans suck. Make me one of them instead. Like bad decisions, but I don't know. That one's normally pretty, like everyone is despicable in the Australian season. So it should be good drama. Oh, I ordered a couch, so I'm going to have a car and a couch, because that's the other thing that's been, like, annoying to not have, because I just want to, like, lay on my couch while I watch TV, but I've just had to, like, roll my office chair over in front of the TV if I wanted to watch anything over there, so I'm it's not cozy. And then I'll have everything that I need, like physical things I need, and yeah, just gonna be living life, I guess. It's gonna be hot still for a while. I was hoping it would cool down, but probably not gonna get cooler until November, which sucks.
Yep, it's also like that here. It's really annoying because it'll be cool in the morning and then it'll still get up to like high 80s in the afternoon, and it's like, all right, cool, great.
Ugh. Yep. Did I talk about the panel thing I'm doing last time? I don't remember.
I think so.
I'm going to be on a panel for work, so that's fun. That's not until like November, though, so it's a bit. I went to the 10-year Stream Texas meetup on Saturday, so I went and mingled with other streamers. My Coconut sponsored it, so it kind of counted as a work thing, too, but I was
what
like,
is that? What is an what individual. Is Dream? What does that mean?
Stream. It's like a Twitch chapter that had, because there's like an Austin one, but it was like for all, since I guess it's ACL this weekend, they just did it for like just the Texas, all of them together. And there's like prizes and stuff.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So mingled with some other streamers. So that was fun. It's a small world, because I like ran into someone who knows like a channel, you know, like is familiar with a channel that isn't necessarily huge, but you know, small world.
It's like you're in a community almost with the other streamers.
I know, right?
They're getting some credibility.
Mm-hmm, something like that. Let's see. The world's expensive. I got two anywhere. Like, you think Starbucks is expensive, but got coffee, two large coffees at some like local place here, and it was $17.
What?
For two iced coffees.
How big did you get them?
I mean, like a large. It wasn't like enormous. It wasn't like a Route 44 coffee, which would be awesome if that existed somewhere. I was like, oh my God. Brutal.
Yeah. But I keep being like, I'll just buy everything I need and then I'm going to hunker down, but I've not hunkered down yet.
Yeah. I've been better about not door dashing lately. I just have been better about not eating as much. Hey, don't show me your dog bed either. No, it's great, because I've like slimmed down this year. So I'm going to look good at that wedding, and then I freaking need to write my speech. Literally, I like have it in my mind. I just need to write it down and make sure, because I could first see myself like interrupting myself and all the things I do that like make it very hard to follow what I'm saying. So I gotta like not do that for that.
You get so much practice with the podcast, just talking.
I know. Yes.
Do you want to do the summary? Like best practice?
No. No, I'm fine. I can talk now. I'm a social butterfly.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. When we first met, you weren't like, oh, Sarah's pretty quiet at first, at least.
Yeah, you were pretty quiet at first.
Yeah, so were you.
Was I?
Yeah. No, I don't know. You're just, maybe. I was like, he hates me.
Yeah, I did not enjoy growing up.
You know what? It was fine. It was too mundane for Joe. Joe's living it up in Ohio.
Now that I can do stuff.
Moving to Ohio, it feels like.
Who else is moving to Ohio?
I hung out with someone that went to your high school yesterday, and they were mentioning people who moved to Ohio. I'm like, dang, everyone's moving to Ohio.
Oh, you'll have to tell me.
It used to be you would move to Colorado, but now you just move to Ohio.
It's the economy. It's a recession indicator. People want to move to the Midwest instead of Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just a nightmare everywhere. Just don't exist corporeally. That's what I've learned. Just become digital.
Uh-huh.
And you don't need a body.
Yeah.
Like when I watched All That Goes in the Shell, I'm like, yeah, that's good. That's good, actually. This is not a dystopia. This is the future I want. Be out there holding a dog.
She's being a terror right now.
Mm.
She's so cute. She's a little brat, though. Before we started recording, I was walking by the pool. And, like, I think it was a dad and his two sons. And the game they were playing in the pool is dad trying to drown son, I guess. Or they're like, but he's, like, saying, like, I don't know, swearing a bunch around them. And I was like, scandal. But
maybe he was going to do it.
Maybe he was going to do it. Yeah. Maybe I almost just witnessed a murder.
Yeah, maybe they stopped because you saw it.
crazy stuff's happening at the Palais. I also think someone like sleeps there at night. I don't know if it's every night, but there is someone who just sleeps there sometimes at night. And then there's this guy who just goes there in the evenings and watches stuff on his phone for hours. And then I don't know. So maybe his family hates him, but I like make up all these things when I look at my neighbors. They're like, that's why they're doing this or that. I guess you probably don't see your neighbors very much. Just when they don't pick up their to-go order and it rots outside the door.
Yeah, that's a weird phenomenon. It's been happening less, but people still get DoorDash and then the person doesn't know which entrance to come through because you can enter on all sides of this building. It just gets left there.
Go find your DoorDash, you know, like, oh man.
They don't.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can dash our way to the first.
We can DoorDash our through these 3.5 episodes.
Yeah. I am so confident I watched all the episodes this time.
That's good.
I'm very shocked. I didn't watch the half episode, but that's fine because you watched it.
But I did.
You watched. I knew you were going to watch it, though.
Yeah.
I got it out. You said it was fine.
Yes, it was fine. We did it. You did it. You watched all of the episodes this week.
Yeah. Boo.
Need like the achievement sound going off. Uh-huh. I can't believe Xbox is dead everywhere now.
Is it?
Well, yeah.
What do you think of the EA thing?
The EA thing, they're getting bought by like Jared Kushner and some other random people. EA sucks and it's going to get even worse. I think it's just going to decline forever. But I don't play any EA games, so I don't care.
Yeah, I play The Sims, but that's not like super frequently. It's just a urge I get sometimes. They just need some more competitors.
That's true.
Yeah. Sorry.
We're not talking about video games. We're talking about Chihaya Furu Season 3, Episode 15.5, So I Wish for a Memory. It's a recap episode. Like previous recap episodes, it has gags interspersed in like the episode. So that's the only thing I'm going to summarize. I'm not going to talk about the recap because it's just a recap. The first joke is about how, okay, the first joke, this felt like it was directed at me a little bit. I took this one a little bit personal. The first joke is about how 70% of the love element in Chihaya Furu is Sumire's subplots. And then they're like, you need to be in it more. You're like 70% of the romance stuff. And then the next 20% is Retro and Nishida's sister. And then they're like, the last 10% is about the main character. And I think that's accurate. So they're self-aware. They totally know this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Bizarre. Anyway, the second gag is about how side characters like Retro and Sudo are mad that their games don't get more screen time. And then Dr. Harada thinks that they should animate his thought process because it will educate potential Karta players that are watching the show. And then everybody yells about the matches that should have been animated. They're wrong. Not all of that stuff would make it a much worse show.
Mm-hmm. We're getting enough of like not our people playing in these episodes. Don't need any more of that.
The third gag is about Haruka's husband's busy schedule because he's like a TV producer or something. But then she sees that on his schedule, there's like a going out with clients drinking thing. So she dumps the kids on him and leaves. She's like, oh, you don't need to do that. Bye.
That's funny.
That's pretty cute. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth gag is the rest of the Karuta Club talking about what they want to be when they grow up. Kana wants to do classical literature at college and Satomu wants to be a pharmacist. And then Nishida doesn't have a plan.
That's because Nishida isn't a character.
Yeah. The fifth gag is about how Arata isn't going to work at the bookstore and his boss misses him. This is not really a gag. This is just what happens. He's just like, oh, Arata isn't here to be the cute boy at the counter. Dang.
Shucks. So glad they mentioned it. We were wondering about that guy.
The sixth gag is about morale. How morale is pretty accomplished and everybody likes him. And also he's the same age as Suo. And everyone's like, dang, it sure would be nice if he was the master instead of Suo. And that's the end of that gag. Morale. There's so many side characters in this show.
So many. Too many.
The seventh gag is about how they... What?
We haven't gotten a new side character introduced in a while, I guess.
I guess so.
Have we gotten any new ones in season 3?
Well, we were learning about it. Like, we didn't know about Suo.
Yeah, that's true.
And Haruka's new, right?
Oh, that's right. She is. Yep. So I guess her is... she is the main one. That
yeah, she's the biggest one, I think.
Introduced. Yeah.
The seventh gag is about how they only had seven gags because nobody watches recap episodes. Pretty good. Also, Chihaya and Tai Chi are sad that they didn't have any lines in any of the gags because I guess they didn't call the voice actors in or something.
Oh.
Very funny. Anyway, that was the recap episode. Unimportant. You don't need to watch it.
Okay.
Episode 16, Takes Me Away in Haste, is the name of it. We open on Suo telling Chihaya that she won't be queen because she had gone over there to play him last time we finished. And we all totally watched that.
That's right. Yep. I have now since watched it.
Do you have any catch up thoughts about the end of that episode?
Like all of that happened and it didn't feel as like one, if it didn't feel as animated well as I would have liked, and then
no.
They're still out of money. Skipping out on Suo. Yeah, I just feel like it didn't feel as exciting as it should have. Well, freaking show me the Tai Chi Suo match. That is what I would rather see than the Chihaya one.
I don't think Suo's matches are like dramatic at all. I think they're all just kind of a slog. You know what I mean? Because that's how he plays.
Or how it is for his opponents.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Anyway, Suo walks away, but Tai Chi stops him and asks to play against him. Suo is like, I don't know, man, I kind of hate you because you're dating Chihaya. But then Tai Chi pulls out some packaged desserts to bribe Suo, and Suo agrees. The next round of matches is starting, and Tai Chi asks Suo why he said what he did to Chihaya. And Suo comments that he likes people, or he likes to bend people that are straightforward, and Tai Chi's like, that's dumb. Chihaya loses her match against a Class B player, and Suo beats Tai Chi by 14, which is his target amount. But unlike Chihaya, Tai Chi never faulted, so that was kind of unusual.
Yeah, I guess that's unusual, because Tai Chi rules!
The day ends, and everybody leaves, with Suo telling Tai Chi and Chihaya to give Dr. Harada his regards and also don't come back. They start to walk home, but Tai Chi says he's left something and has to go back. He goes back and catches Suo leaving. He asks if they can review their match together, which is, I guess, kind of uncommon in Karda. Suo's like, no, man, I still don't like you. Go home with your girlfriend. And then Tai Chi admits that Chihaya isn't his girlfriend. And he's like, I was lying. And Suo's like, oh, okay, then we're cool then. Let's go do that.
You can't then be into her after shitting on her like that. She's super not into you now.
That's true.
After you're like, you can't be the queen.
Chihaya goes home alone. She thinks about what Suo said, and it turns out he said some extra stuff that we didn't hear, but we get to hear now. He says that Chihaya is pretty positive and persistent. All the three P's. She has friends and a boyfriend, too. The queen? There's no way. She's too greedy. And Chihaya's like, why did he say boyfriend? Anyway, whatever. This sucks. Maybe this guy is right. He's just like a genius at this stuff, so who knows?
Yep, sorry. This is a very good apple that I'm eating.
Just eating during the recording.
Yeah.
Everyone's favorite thing.
Yes, you know it. Put on the bingo card. Yeah. Let's not worry about the boyfriend thing at all. But I guess it's for the best for Tai Chi, especially now that he's backed out. So I hope it shouldn't come back to haunt him. Not that even if it did, that Chihaya would pay attention.
She did not clock that at all. Instead of thinking about her life, Chihaya goes to Dr. Harada's house to tell him that Suo has a weakness and that she may have figured it out. And then she tries to relay it to Dr. Harada, but he's not so sure that it's really even a weakness, technically. Dr. Harada walks her home, and he tells her not to tell anybody else about this weakness, so it'll only help him. We cut to the next day, where Shinobu is getting career counseling. Her plan is to study humanities at university, but she should also think of like having a real job, since like being queen isn't a job and studying humanities isn't really a job either. That's just like a thing
you do. Is that like anthropology?
But
was humanities? What does that entail?
That's the entire department. It's like engineering as a department. Like that's not a specific thing.
Gotcha. Same boat as Chihaya then.
Yes. But then the counselor's like, but whatever, you're rich, so I guess it doesn't really matter what job you have. You just need to keep busy, I guess. Anyway. Shinobu walks home thinking about her upcoming queen match. She got sick a lot this year, so she hasn't been to many tournaments. And also, she's kind of in a slump after losing to Arata a couple of weeks ago, or months, or however much time has passed between then and now.
It's fall now.
She sees some...
That was summer, so at least probably a month or two.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they do Christmas over this part, that's so right. Yeah.
Christmas episode, we forgot.
It's like a 6 month.
We hid the lead on that. It's our Christmas.
It's not that good.
Yeah,
it's cute. I like it. Well, we'll get to it. Shinobi sees some Snomaru merch, but then remembers that her mom limited her to buying only 2 Snomaru items per month.
Dang, brutal.
I know.
Well, it must be What's nice even the point of
being a rich kid?
So much merch available to buy. Yeah, right? I guess. I don't know. I feel like she wouldn't listen to her mom, I wouldn't think, but nope. Snomaru's got a girlfriend now. Snohime.
Yep.
And everyone keeps saying her hair looks weird. I'm like, it's a normal anime.
Oh, we haven't gotten to that yet.
Fine. Okay.
We'll get to it. Shinobi thinks that if she loses the queen title match, then she'll have nothing. She'll just be an ordinary rich girl. Back at the Karate Club, practice ends and Chihaya is going to go play at their society, but Taichi isn't. Chihaya asks Taichi what his match against Suo was like, and he remembers that Suo told him that there are only 4 outcomes in a Karate. You either take, your opponent takes, you fault, or they fault. And in their game, Taichi had 0 faults, and that gave Suo a bad feeling because his entire strategy is getting his opponents to fault. He never answers this question, I'm realizing. He just has this flashback where he thinks this thing.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's like, then Taichi's the perfect opponent to go against him.
That's true.
If he ended up
He's his counter.
Not retiring, yeah.
Nishida then tells everybody that they have other important business first. It's almost Christmas and they need to have a Christmas party. Christmas episode. We cut to Christmas Eve. It's here. Yep,
no buildup.
Sleigh bells ding-a-ling. Ring-ting-ting-a-ling. Tsukuba is hosting. Also, the Karate Club is hatching a plan to convince his brothers that Santa Claus does exist.
The plot line we just didn't like the think was going to come back.
That's right. I'm so glad I mentioned that in my notes the other time.
Yeah.
Oh, I never know what to add. So it's great when it pays off.
100%.
The plan involves having Taichi Nishida lift Chihaya up on the balcony and she, dressed as Santa Claus, is supposed to give them gifts. But instead, she scares the hell out of them by running into the glass door and then they all run away. And Tsukuba's like, why are you guys in this? Why'd you guys run away? You got to go back and talk to Santa Claus. But they go back and they just find the gifts that Chihaya left for them. And there's one for each of the brothers. And then even Tsukuba gets one. And it's a really sweet scene. Oh, isn't it nice when Tsukuba just gets to be a guy?
I guess he hasn't made the face at all still. So that's a win. His mom is pretty. But
his mom? Yeah,
Sumire or Kana mentions that.
Oh, yeah.
So they get it from their dad. This is fine. Meh.
Okay. Wow. We do not have the Christmas cheer here. The last
Christmas one was better, where at least they're like, oh, I want to hang out with everyone. And this time they are, but it doesn't feel...
It's just short. Yeah. It should be like, this should be like most of an episode. Yeah. And instead it's like a little tiny bit. Anyway, Satomu goes to get Chihaya, who's hiding out in the guest room. She's crying because she scared all the boys and then didn't get to use any of the scripts Satomu wrote because she had a whole thing she's supposed to say. But Satomu's like, it's cool, man. Everything worked out, so I'm happy with it. Chihaya takes off her costume and joins the party. Satomu mentions that last year they all celebrated apart, but now they can do it all together. And Chihaya imagines all of her friends, including Arata, hanging out. Imagine if Arata was here.
He's not there and they don't make note of it. So someone could be confused and be like, wait, is Arata there? No, he's not.
I don't know why this happens.
Because he's not a friend.
I mean, I know why it happens, but why is it? Why is the show like this? Anyway, she asked them all if they want to watch the Master and Queen matches together, and they all agree. Elsewhere, Shinobu practices alone in the entryway of her family's house while her mom wonders if she should really be practicing so much. And Shinobu thinks of the cards as her real family. I'm so alone. My only friends are these cards. Shinobu's grandmother comes home and asks her why she's practicing so much, and Shinobu explains that she needs to practice taking cards from different angles, and the tatami mat in the entryway is the best place for it. Her mom's like, don't practice in the entryway, but then the grandmother's like, it's fine. Also, she has a kimono ready for her, and then she makes fun of her hair, because now she has it in the Snomaru girlfriend 2 buns haircut.
It's just 2 buns? Why is everyone like, that's a crazy hairstyle? I mean, it's a super normal anime hairstyle, but I feel like even it's like they call it space buns here, but people even wear them here sometimes.
They're like it's like Mickey Mouse ears, you know?
Why people be
I mean, considering all the other stuff she wears, this is not that weird.
Yes, for real. It's so much work to get it up there though, but I think it'd be better than having the shaggy hair when playing hard. hair in your face.
We got to the day of the finals. Everyone does the walk through the temple in their fancy outfits. Inside, Chihaya stakes out a spot where the rest of the team says they'll watch the monitors outside, so she's going to be in there. Chihaya shows them a handkerchief she'll give Dr. Harada if he wins that's signed by Daddy Bear himself. It's a super rare handkerchief, and everyone's like, what are you talking about?
Daddy Bear's real.
He's real, and he signed this handkerchief.
He's signing things, yeah.
And I'm going to give it to Dr. Harada, who's not going to care.
What's the point in going if you can't go in and watch it?
I don't know.
We're just going to watch on TV. Yeah, that's what,
well, I guess if you're outside, the one difference we do learn is that if you're outside, you can hear the commenters.
Yeah.
But if you're inside, obviously, they're not going to be talking.
I guess so.
So I can see how that would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, they talk about why it's not being broadcast on TV, and Satomu has to explain online streaming to everyone because this is an older show when it came out. I mean, it's not this season came out in 2019, but it is older. It's a period piece almost by the time this is coming out.
No, it just all made a big jump. Well, and also Karada, I feel like it's a very obscure thing, so it's got a lot of older people, the older folks.
This is like when
and we'll see some people are struggling to learn how to watch it.
This is like when like all of a sudden chess streaming blew up for no reason during COVID and everyone got into watching chess.
Is that when the Queen's Gambit came out? That's because of the Queen's Gambit, right?
I don't know. Maybe. I feel like that came out a little bit before that stuff happened. But there was just...
Okay. Well, that got people clocked into competitive chess.
It'll be like that. I'm sure... I wonder if Karda did well during COVID. Probably not.
No. I don't think so. You had to play with someone else.
That's true.
Physically.
But you can have two people in a room.
If there is... A VR Karda game. Freaking could.
Chihaya looks around to see if Arata is there, but he isn't. She tries to bring herself to call him, but she's really struggling to do it. Eventually she does, and she learns that he is sick with a cold, and he's staying with his uncle
to
make the trip, and he's just going to have to watch it online instead. So this entire time, Arata is watching it from the floor. He's sick in bed.
Like a tablet or something. Yeah.
Then they pause for a moment while Chihaya wonders if she should say anything about the confession. She doesn't, though, and then hangs up instead because the match is about to start. But she does think about how nervous Arata makes her now.
Yep. So she's somewhat... Well, and she even in her mind acknowledged that he said he loves her. So I'm like, so she knows what's up. So it's like...
She knows the thing he said to her.
And she's flustered. Yeah.
It registered.
But you know, like... Yes. She didn't take it any other way but the way
That's
he
true.
Intended. So it's just like but not pressing enough to do anything about it or like verbalize her.
Yeah, she's not giving him a response. Whatever. She's just acting like it didn't happen, basically.
Tai Chi's toast. Yeah.
Yep.
Give it up, Tai Chi. You're the Karda guy now.
You're
all you
the
care about is Karda. And these two are sucking
you're
it up.
Now
so you're
Eternal
the new
Master.
Main character.
All the players come out, and because it's being streamed online, Arata can see the chat's reaction, because it's in the kind of Japanese streaming way where, like, the chat comments are just flowing from right to left across the screen.
That sucks. Yeah. But he's like, I can't see anything. It's blocked. Like,
yeah,
what the heck? Can they not have it be... Well, it's because it's going, like... Isn't it... Down, don't lines
what?
Of Japanese like when you read Japanese, isn't it like vertical lines that you go?
Yeah, it's either top to bottom, right to left, or it's the normal way, which is left to right, top to bottom.
Okay, I was like, there's got to be a better way to display that.
Oh, that's just a streaming thing. That's just what their streams look like. It's funny. It's pretty good. Everyone gets ready for the match as we cut to credits. We're here at the Masters match. And we're going to stay here.
Are we excited?
Maybe till the end of the show. Who knows?
Yes. No. I guess we do learn that there is a tournament happening the next day.
Yeah, I didn't get that. What is that?
That some people are there. Well, it sounds like Rion is doing it. Arata plans to do it. I guess it's just I don't know, there's the Masters and then some maybe because people are in the area already for this, then have a tournament the following day.
I guess so. It seems like you should have it before, like this should be the lead up to the final.
Maybe
thing.
It's like a charity thing or something. I don't know. It had a weird title, so
yeah, I don't know. But yeah.
I don't know. So, but like, is the team they haven't talked about, are they doing?
Oh, yeah, no, it hasn't been brought up. I don't
know. Are they playing? Because then maybe that's where it ends. It will never not be some kind of tournament.
I feel like it's just, oh God, we can't go through that tournament. There's only, so, you know, the Masters match does not end by the end of episode 18, but there's only like, six more episodes after that.
Mm-hmm. We'll just give it 5 more years and season 4.
No season 4 confirmed yet. I just looked. It's not been confirmed. People think that because the prequel thing is coming out, maybe people will get interested.
Yeah. Well, then I don't know. We'll see. Well, I just need to freaking put the book in English here first.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll just never know what happens. Yep. Anyway. We do know what happens in episode 17, which titled, "As My Sleeves Are Wet With Dew."
This is one of the cards that I remember the poem.
Oh, okay. On.
Like, I think it's one, because I like would play through with cards 1 through 25. So this is one of the like earlier poems in the Yakunishu.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
The match starts with each player drawing sides by randomly selecting cards, and we get an explanation of why they do it that way. But I didn't pay attention to it. But they pick two specific cards for lore reasons. Everybody wonders why Shinobu's hair is in two buns, but then Chihaya explains that Snomaru's girlfriend has a haircut like that. And also that means that Shinobu is serious. This is a serious match.
Why? Does everyone care?
Because we have to constantly comment about how the women look like. We never comment about what the dudes look like, but you know.
Yeah. It is always like, they're like, oh, she's thin now, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, more. Ugh.
It's time to memorize the board, but Suo isn't there to memorize the board for the first match. He's out in the hall making a phone call. And Chihaya goes to the bathroom and sees Suo giving someone directions on how to, like, use a computer or something. This upsets Chihaya because she's like, he's in the finals match and he's not even taking it seriously. How come some prodigies are just that good at this game? This sucks when I'm not a prodigy. Damn. And she goes to the bathroom. She comes out and then suddenly Hiroshi, the Fujisaki coach, Sudo, and some random girl show up as volunteers to help keep score count. Arata types an extremely long message that would not be easy to read on chat to explain why they keep score this way. It's very funny.
But it's like him discovering like the appeal of like online.
He types like a paragraph rooms. And it's like, bro, no one's gonna be able to read that.
Well, then he gets, and then they respond like, oh, thank you. And he's
some people do get it. He's like, if this show ends with Arata just becoming like a Discord mod or like a Reddit mod. Ricardo, that'd be very funny.
Yes.
Chihaya is like, who's that random girl? And we learn that each player gets to pick one person to be their scorekeeper, but Shinobu doesn't know anybody, so an official just asked her if somebody from their society could do it. And she was like, whatever. This chick is pretty excited, though, so good for her. Shinobu knows literally nobody, which is very funny.
No, poor what'd she Shinobu. Do last year? She should have asked Chihaya. I guess she's just never just random.
She's just like, whatever,
time.
I don't care. I don't have any friends to come support me.
This is helpful, though, because right in the past, we've been like, how do they tell what card was taken
right.
when they're watching? I mean, there's
a giant board
like on the wall. That's helpful.
Chihaya wonders who she'd pick if she was in the finals. And she's like, maybe somebody on the team, maybe Taichi even. But then she's like, oh, wait, but Taichi might be in the Masters match when I'm in the Queens match. So maybe it won't be him. Hope that happens next year, our senior year, before the show ends.
Taichi.
Before the manga ends. The first match starts and the reader is super good like always, but also he's really short. People comment on that.
Yeah.
Dr. Hirata.
Well, I guess I'm surprised that Kana didn't, because she wants to be a certified reader. So I'm surprised she wasn't like, that means there's hope for me, even though I'm supposed to be blah, 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 something, something. But no, we don't care about our main characters anymore.
Yeah, Kana's not really in this episode. Dr. Arata takes the first card, and Suo and Taichi both recognize that Suo doesn't seem all that motivated. Also, there's an announcer's desk where they have a 13-time queen there who's a total airhead.
That's a long range.
It's 13 years. It's over a decade.
That's crazy. She doesn't even look that old, yeah.
Nishida comments that everybody who has won multiple times are all really weird, which appears to be true.
Yeah.
Shinobu's kimono has huge sleeves, so every time she takes a card, she whacks a bunch of other ones, and everyone's like, why did she wear that? But it's the one her grandmother picked out for her, so she's stuck with it.
Yeah, it's like the princess cut with the long droopy. It's a cute style, but yeah, very impractical for this. I mean, I think people already have a hard time playing with the normal Hakama, let alone with these. It is pretty, though. It's a pretty kimono. It's cool looking.
Yeah, yeah, it looks cool. Hakama. It's like a... Yeah. Like a nice gradient to it. Anyway, Haruka's doing pretty well. Both her and Shinobu play defensively, so it's going to be a slog. And Shinobu's having some fun now. The queen match is...
I feel like this is the first time we hear that Shinobu's a defensive player.
Yeah, she's just fast. That's kind of what I know. She, like, hits the corners of stuff, and she's fast.
Precision. Yeah.
I guess defensive? I don't know. I still don't quite...
I'm so bad that... It's easy for her to be offensive against them, but
I've never seen her like guard a card, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
The queen match is tied 17-17. Suo goes to check out their board while picking up a card because he's once again gonna mirror their scoreline. This pisses Dr. Harada off, but he is currently leading 15-20. Harada's playing real good today because his wife got him a memory foam cushion, a thing that he should have had this entire time.
Yep. And meet the wife.
And she's here.
Never mentioned
Maybe
before.
Maybe she'll even get named before the end of the season.
No way.
The commentators talk about the Karada Shinobu game, or the Haruka Shinobu game some more. That one seems to be pretty close, and Shinobu starts going on the attack. She's been practicing taking cards on the outside edges and exploiting it now. It's all coming together. Haruka takes the Chihaya Furu card, and Shinobu turns to see Chihaya in the audience, and she's like, oh yeah, that chick is also obsessed with this card.
Yeah.
The queen's game goes to a luck of the draw, and Shinobu wins. I thought she was doing better, but I guess they went down to the luck of the
luck
draw.
Luck of the draw.
Our favorite thing to have happen.
Results.
On the master side, yes. It's also come down to luck of the draw, and Dr. Harada takes it. This ends Suo's 12 win streak.
Mm-hmm. Which, like, well, 12 wins, like, I guess because each round has five, each master. So how many years is that he's been?
Each one only needs to have three because you can just win all three. So never lost a match in the master's thing because that would be 3 times 12. Or 3 times 4.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Not this time.
No one believes that Suo was taking that match seriously. He only lost because he got unlucky, and he was actually trying to match Shinobu's scoreline again. So everyone's like, well, it serves him right that he lost one for doing that. But Sudo and Taichi realize that maybe what Suo was really trying to do is play as many games as possible for some reason.
Which is not ideal for Dr.
Harada. Which is not
ideal
for Dr. Harada. That's true.
Well, if it's his last year to do it, then it makes sense. Like, if he's going to retire after this, then, and he doesn't play that much outside of, like, the few months that he practices for this specific match, I guess it would make sense that he would, like, want to at least have this last one be a full set.
Yeah, we get a little bit more of his motivation here, or like a little bit later. This is supposed to be his last match. There's a break between matches, and Dr. Harada is taking a rest. Suo is on the phone talking about, like, trying to get a stream to work or something. You gotta, like, log in.
He's trying to talk someone through how to watch
the
match with streaming, because whoever it is doesn't know how to.
Haruka is nursing her kid. Rin shows up to hang out with Haruka, and Haruka tells her that this will probably be her last queen match, too.
Everybody's
tired. Everyone's sick of it.
Haruka on the decline.
We can't come back because we need to set up all the main characters to be in the final next year.
That's true.
Elsewhere, Shinobu and her mom eat lunch, but Shinobu is kind of like in evil queen mode and isn't thinking about anything else but the match. Shinobu knocks over some tea and it gets on her kimono, and her mom explains to her that her grandmother picked that kimono out because the maker is one of her constituents. So Shinobu's like, am I just a walking advertisement then? And we learn that her mom is a politician. Shinobu feels like she's being used.
Oh, poor Shinobu.
It's sad. Chihaya comes to bring Shinobu some Snow Maru sweets, and Shinobu's like, great, awesome, a distraction. This is just what I need.
She was so excited.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this is the first time we hear her calling her Chihaya. So I'm like, It's happening. They're friends.
Yes.
She gets a little cushion for her and everything.
Shinobu asks Shinaya why she's here, and then they argue about whether they're rivals or not. Chihaya explains that she would have gone, and Shinobu is struck by this and crushes the pastry she was eating instead. And then she leaves to go to the next match as we cut to credits.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's like, I thought we were friends because you were as dedicated to Card as I am, but you're doing a, you know, freaking frivolous thing like going on your class trip.
Yes,
I'm assuming the so not that that is voiced or that we know that that's what Chihaya perceives is what happened, but
I mean, this is implied, right? Like the implication of this along with last episode is that Chihaya can't be queen because she has a life.
She doesn't really.
That's kind of what Subo says too. It's like you have friends and you do stuff and whatever.
But
and you have a boyfriend, although she doesn't actually. There's no way you could be queen and have all that stuff, because in order to be the best at this game, you have to dedicate everything to it, and your life sucks. And then Shinobu, who dedicates everything to it, her life sucks.
I don't know.
This is not making me like Karda very much.
No, yeah. They need... Well, I don't know. Well, that's like sports anime. There's never anything other than the sport in the world at all. So at least this is being acknowledged. Kind of.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, it's probably honest, right? I mean, if you're trying to be the best at some sport, you probably can't really do much else. You have to spend so much time on it, unless you're just like naturally gifted or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why competition, to a certain extent, I feel like grinds people to dust and is bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, just have fun doing it. And if you happen to win, then yay. But like, don't let it warp your entire life path for this one thing that might not last very long.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, one more episode that I watched.
All right, the last one. Episode 18 is called "The Storm Will Soon Carry Me." We open on Shinobu's grandma looking for the Queen match broadcast on TV, but she can't find it because it doesn't exist, as the OP plays. Back at the tournament, the second game is underway. The commenters talk about how Shinobu was the youngest Class A Karuna player in history and how her mom is a high power councilwoman. Internally, Shinobu's pretty beat up about her grandmother's general coldness to her and how she might just be using her as a walking ad for her constituents or whatever. Also, this Hakama is like not good to play Karuna with, grandma. Why'd you say battle me with this? It sucks. In the game, Haruka is up by 5 cards, which is pretty rare, because that's the most lead they've had so far. She's playing real well and is motivated and stuff, while Shinobu is suffering under the weight that her rival Chihaya gets to have a life and go on class trips and stuff while she just has Karuna. Shinobu thinks that her coach lied to her about her strength being isolation. She's like, if that was true, shouldn't I be the strongest I've ever been? Because I sure am the most isolated I've ever been, coach.
Oh, what are you listening to him for? He's not your coach. He's just the guy who tries to bring you to his society for publicity.
Ah. Yeah. Shinobu, never listen to adults. They don't know anything, and they just use you.
At least the ones in your life do.
Haruka takes round 2, the first time Shinobu has lost a round in a queen match. Another record broken.
I feel like that would hurt the pride if she was more locked in.
Shinobu is at a total loss and can barely remember the match that just happened. In the master match, Sudo is more distracted by Shinobu's loss than anything else, allowing Dr. Harada to take his second win.
Dr. Harada.
Chihaya runs out of the room to get Kana. What?
He's being well animated. This is super intense. And
that's true.
Yeah.
This is the best he's looked so far.
Yep.
Chihaya runs out of the room to get...
Sorry, other than when he was a young stud. Continue.
Okay. Chihaya runs out of the room to get Kana. She tells her they gotta go help Shinobu. And Shinobu has locked herself in the ready room and taking off her Hakama. She's like, I don't want to wear this shit. Haruka, meanwhile, seems like she's getting sick suddenly, but is gonna hang in there.
No, I mean, it gets explained why she's feeling under the weather.
Does it?
Yes!
Okay.
I guess I can just say it now since you're not gonna mention it later.
She's I don't remember.
Pregnant. She's pregnant.
Oh, sure.
So she's having a morning sickness.
Kid.
Yeah. And she's hoping it's going to be a girl because she didn't get morning sickness with her 2 boys.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't clock that because I don't pay attention to
Haruka. It's being a mom for Haruka. Freaking here we go with the kids ruining it again. Ugh.
Yeah. Let's see. There's a 2-hour break for the women for some reason that I didn't catch, but the men still
understand.
Have to play their round 3 immediately. I don't understand.
Maybe because
is it to fill time? Because it was on TV?
I don't I don't know.
They like
they're not very good.
They made it
displaying this because it's like Arda is watching it. He's like, man, they're only showing the queen match. Like, why? Shouldn't they be like, I don't know.
Two streams. You can have two streams. This is the advantage of streaming. You can have as many streams as you want. It doesn't matter. On TV, you can only have one channel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you can stream whatever the hell you want if you're doing it online.
Yep, yep.
Ugh, they don't know. He's got to go to the alternate stream. They'll have it down next year. Next year, there'll be one stream for the queen match and one stream for the...
Yeah, and he's going to be moderating the master. The chat. Yeah.
Outside... We hear more about Suo's phone call, and it turns out he was talking to his older brother and trying to get someone named Yukiko to watch the match.
Looks like a kid.
We don't know who that is.
I don't know. Some kid.
Sounded like a kid. Yeah. Calls her Chun, so it's like niece or something.
Ni-chan. What was Ni-chan?
No, that's his older brother.
Oh, right.
That's okay, who maybe it is. Phone.
Yeah, okay.
He's drunk.
Right on.
The men's third round starts with Dr. Harada up two wins. If he takes one more, he'll be the master. Round three starts, and unlike every other game Suo has ever played, he's extremely aggressive. Chihaya sees Shinobu step outside and decides to follow her. She sees her praying at the shrine, because they go to the shrine to pray. Shinobu thinks about how she loves her grandmother, but isn't sure if the feeling is mutual.
Poor Shinobu.
I know.
Oh, she can love.
Chihaya comes up to pray beside Shinobu, and she looks over, but they don't say anything. And Shinobu turns to hand Chihaya her Snow Maru scarf when they leave.
Because Chihaya's freaking wearing shorts, even though it's like cold as hell outside. What the hell are you doing, girl? Come on, wear jackets.
Yeah, she's not dressed for it at all. But this is cute. This is good. Yes, I mean, this is the most we get. But imagine if the whole show was like this. Mm-hmm. Imagine if Shinobu was the main character or our main character had some kind of internal conflict that was like this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That would be great. Instead, we get Chihaya, who has not really grown on me at all. Anyway, back at the master match, Suo is winning 9-20. Suo thinks to himself that he and Shinobu need to show everybody that they are not the ones being controlled as he wins by 17 cards, a complete stomp.
Because then it just looks like he was letting Dr. Harada... Like Dr. Harada couldn't have done that well if Suo wasn't letting him. That doesn't look very good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this looks bad. But although we do learn that Harada was kind of throwing.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like I gave up halfway through because I'm like, I can't win this one. I gotta put all my energy in one more. Shinobu has returned to put on her kimono, and Chihaya runs up and tells her that she's got those strap things you put on the kimono.
Taisuke? Toski? Something.
I don't remember. But she's like, I asked Kana, and she said it'll work with the sleeves, and it'll get the sleeves out of your way. And Chihaya puts it on her as Shinobu asks what Chihaya prayed for. And Chihaya says she prayed for Dr. Harada to play at his best, and Shinobu's like, how come we didn't pray for me?
Oh, they could have had where Kana helped do this, and then Shinobu gets a second friend, but no, only Chihaya.
she can only handle one friend at a time.
Because then they could both be in the catalog. You know, they could both be models for her family catalog.
Oh my god, they could both be in the catalog. That's so true.
But then it's that like a happened. Rival I changed my to mind. Grandma's constituent. Whatever, blah blah blah. Stick it to her that way, Shinobu.
Oh yeah. Dr. Harada gets ready for the fourth match for the men and the third match for the women's, which are going to happen concurrently again. The viewers comment that Dr. Harada seemed to have thrown match three to save his stamina for this match. By the viewers, I mean like Taichi. Not the viewers online. They don't say anything. Dr. Harada changes his layout for round four. Then he keeps moving his cards and yelling out when he takes them, which is a break of etiquette, but it gets him points. Then him and Suo hit a card at the same time, but Suo doesn't contest, and Dr. Harada claims it. He's really going out this match and being aggressive, like the way he is. He's going for it. Match four is supposed to be his match. In the women's game, Shinobu seems to have rebounded. The Fujisaki coach realizes that Shinobu is sending cards over, not based on any particular strategy, but it's based on the art on the cards. Like the normal version of the card of cards,
well,
not the play version.
The translated version I have is, it's like the playing cards look, you know, where it's like the characters on the front and back, but the reader cards have the art on it.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's how she's doing it. And the Fujisaki coach is like, she knows these cards so well. She like knows which ones
that's
go together.
Yeah.
Like in
See,
the artwork.
Her and Kana have stuff in common because she's imagining what
it's
about
so
the characters hanging out too. Ah.
Oh, she, like, the right fanfic together. Oh my god.
Yeah, she's hogging her.
It's so true. She just gets in the way of everything. Back at the master match, Dr. Harada is up 17-23, and we learn that Chihaya's tip against Suo is that he has poor peripheral vision. So Dr. Harada has decided to exploit that by shuffling his cards around a lot and putting them far away. And it seems like Suo's in a tight spot. Elsewhere, Shinobu's grandma still can't find the match on TV as we cut to credits.
Because she doesn't know that it's being live streamed, but it's nice that she like was trying to because I'm assuming we're going to get the happy ending of like, no, she really does care, blah, 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 whatever. Just take advantage of a like actual physical disability in the making. Like, it seems like
we do see him read a medical book about this to take advantage of it because he's a doctor.
Well, he does say when he first hears it that like, oh, I don't know if it's a disadvantage. It could be advantage, which I guess as far as like focusing, like tunnel vision. But my theory is that this is my theory because I don't remember how this ends. Is that Suo has some kind of genetic eye, you know, like issue where he's going to end up blind or have a hard time seeing, and that the kid from the phone call also has it, and so he's trying to do good because now that they got the live stream figured out, and now that he knows that the kid is able to watch this match, he's now turning on because he's like a role model for this kid who also has the same thing, something other, blah blah blah. That's my theory. We'll see if that's true.
Yeah, that makes sense because like the thing he talks like he has like glaucoma or something, because like it seems like when he's talking to the kid, the brother makes the comment that like the TV is really big, but they can only see a small part of it. So they've like shrunk it down. That makes sense, which it makes sense. It ties it all together as to why he's quitting and all this other stuff. But or why he's going to retire. Dr. Harada tried to take advantage of this. There's no way it'll work. I mean, he has to lose this match. He has to lose.
Harada. Yeah. To get dragged out some more. Yep. But
I'm saying he's toast. I'm saying he's not winning at all.
I agree. He's only okay. We get confirmed he's 57 in these episodes.
Oh yeah.
He looks a lot older than he is.
People used to smoke and drink a lot that age, you know.
I guess we don't know does though. He's a doctor, so maybe, or unless he's one of those doctors that was like, hey, cigarettes aren't bad.
We don't know how good of a doctor he was.
That's true. Okay. Well, how do you feel about these episodes? I feel like they were
pretty good. I like the Shinobu stuff. I kind of like Suo. Like, again, the thing I like about Suo is he's the only character who has a distinct strategy from everybody else, and that makes it like kind of dramatic when he plays. And I wish there was more variety. Like, I like the Shinobu interpersonal stuff, but I don't really understand how she plays or how she's defensive or what she's doing.
We only have so many episodes left. This has got to wrap it up, and then maybe it doesn't go to the turn. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe they just like, I don't know. Maybe the tournament after it's the following day doesn't matter that much. But hopefully we get some kind of nice little like hangout with the group.
I mean, it can't last.
There's Tai Chi. Maybe it ends with Tai Chi confessing his feelings. What if that happened? And then she's got both of them. Just totally.
Would that be good?
Would that be good?
Imagine if it ends on that because it's not the end of the series, but it is for the anime.
That'd be tough.
Would that be satisfying to you? Yeah. Like that?
Well, it's not even that far in the show. So I'm like, there must be a romance. Like, there must be a relationship that progresses and we see, because this is like not that far in the manga. And there's a confession already. Unless it's like, it just doesn't happen with Arda, and then like the rest of the show is like, oh, it's actually Tai Chi that I like or some crap like that. I don't know. We'll just, maybe the ending won't be satisfying, but we'll be happy that it ended as far as our coverage.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good about that either way. I don't know. I mean, it seems like, because we're gonna finish out this tournament, right? So that'll probably be a couple episodes, and then we'll have at least three or four more episodes after that to do something. you know, knowing that this is only halfway through the manga means it's just got to be setting them up to like get it next year, I guess.
Yep.
I don't know how you'd make a satisfying ending to an anime from that, though.
Yeah. But also, is Taichi going to still play or is he going to be studying for exams or whatever? And same with the rest of the Karada Club. Are they going to have more freshmen come? We're going to get the next round of new team, whatever. Maybe some normal ones will
join. Maybe. I don't know. I wish I had more bigger things to say at the end. I feel like we just finished the summer and then we're like, that was the episode. And I don't want to, like, I want to be able to talk more about stuff.
Pretty much. There's just not enough happening to talk about other it's than so Karada itself. Like, which we're not like
Shinobu has like a subplot, right? Like she has the stuff with her family and things like that. But like Chihaya just kind of doesn't really have anything else.
Nope. The subplots she has are only 2% or whatever the gag episode it's like told us.
Who's she going to date and what's she going to be when she grows up? But neither of those things really take any precedent.
Not major ever. Things.
And that's bizarre to me.
Nope. Yeah.
Taichi is the main character of this show to me.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's the Taichi show, and Chihaya is just the mascot. The best.
Can we switch like our rankings so that like Taichi is the protagonist we're ranking against other shows? No, okay.
The show's like named after her.
Dang it! Boo. Fine. Okay. Well, okay. Well, what else could we have to talk about at the end of an episode, Joe?
No, rate us 5 stars on your podcast platform of choice and leave comments. You can leave comments on the YouTube videos that we post. You can leave comments on the Spotify episodes that I think you can leave comments on per episode, maybe. You can leave a review in Apple Podcasts. That's good for discoverability there. You should tell your friends about it. We're almost done with our coverage of Chihaya Furu, potentially forever if it doesn't get renewed. And that means that we will be on to other things. So if you have been looking forward to us covering other shows, good news. We will be doing that.
I know.
And we got some picked out.
Is your mom dying for it? She's like, God, can we get enough with the Chihaya? When we doing anything else I could possibly follow?
No, I think she kind of likes it because she doesn't have to watch the episodes now. She could just listen to the podcast. We're gonna be watching some stuff. We'll announce that when we get closer to it. I guess next episode we'll probably say what it is to give you guys, you know, like a week or so to find it. Even though we're gonna tell you where it is in the US, I guess other places we'll have to find it in whatever your local streaming situation is. Which we all know is a nightmare. Licensing anime is always a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yep. As we saw in this show, streaming, man. Yeah,
streaming. Not a solved problem, I guess. Streaming, somehow, real streaming. We haven't figured it out. It's like how I tried to check out a library ebook, and there was a wait list of like 4 months for an ebook, a thing you can make infinite copies of. But damn. I have to wait 3 months for it, I guess.
What?
Licensing to libraries and ebooks is ridiculous. And by ridiculous, I mean terrible and fundamentally against the concept of reading. And people wonder why.
You know what? I wonder if going to a local library would be a fun date idea. I feel like it'd be fun to just walk and be
if
like,
it's a cool library. Yeah,
I don't know, because maybe I'm lame. I'm like, I read the local newspaper and the city you grew up in's library was like, you know, awarded blah 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 great library, and I used to get books there in like middle school, so I'm like, I should go back there.
If you have a cool library, you should go to a cool library.
It's a good way.
A library near me is not that cool, so I just check out books and then leave. You know,
no, just go to the book loft.
There are cool libraries.
Oh, I see your little Halloween decoration on your door.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
I'm wearing my little witch hat for streaming, which I'm gonna hopefully do more of now,
because it's yellow and black.
Oh yeah, it kind of is like a little bee stinger.
Oh, is it green?
It's green.
Okay, yeah, the lighting's weird on the webcam.
I guess that is where we wrap things up today, because Joe is a busy guy and this podcast is just some little side thing. He's got bigger and better things going on.
I gotta do my real job.
Get to
of playing Vampire the Masquerade.
What? Wait. Oh, wait. Are you the tabletop or the like tabletop. The game version? Oh, okay.
To unexcited like, again.
Well, because there's the game that's based off the tabletop that a sequel is coming out for at the end of October that I plan on getting.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I tried to play the original game, but it like crashed on my computer. But okay, well, I wonder how that is. Are you familiar with all the clans? I'm like, I want to be the clan that's like super charming and blah, blah, blah. But that's behind like a paywall or some shit. It's stupid. Ah.
Dang. I don't know anything about this.
Which I'm totally going to be suckered into and buy. Yep. Damn it.
Mad about okay. it in advance. All right.
Yeah.
Next time we will watch 19, 20, and 21.
Yes.
The penultimate Chihaya Furu episode forever, maybe.
Probably. But yeah, so thank you for listening, everyone. And we appreciate it and look forward to hearing and seeing everyone's thoughts on what our next series is going to be that we cover. So be at the ready to type up your reactions so we feel like people are actually listening and we get engagement. The end.
The end.
Thanks. Bye.
Goodbye.